This is the Digital Music Trends coverage of South by Southwest 2014, an interview with the music gaming company Zaya.
DMT's coverage of South by Southwest is brought to you by Omniphone, the leading B2B cloud music provider powering global music services including Sony Music Unlimited, Guvera, Rara, and SiriusXM. Find out more on omniphone.com. And by MusicGraph, the world's first knowledge engine for music, available as a consumer app and as a graph API for developers. Check out musicgraph.com or developer.musicgraph.com. Hello everyone and welcome to the Digital Music Trends coverage of South by Southwest 2014. And I'm here with Dean Serletic, the head of marketing and licensing at Zaya. So hi Dean, and thanks for joining me. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me. Good to see you.
So it's great to be here, and I want to start today with a quick demo of Zaya. I hope the viewers at home can watch it okay. Of course, if you're listening to the YouTube, if you're watching the YouTube video of the show, and so let's have a quick walk through how the game works.
Great. So I'll take you through Zaya here. So I've got an iPad here.
So first of all, what is Zaya? Let's just give a quick intro.
So look, Zaya is the first music game that makes it incredibly easy for everyone to make hit songs and mash up famous material. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how quickly I can make songs and even incorporate some of the biggest radio hits that we all hear on radio today.
Great. Awesome.
Great. So here you go. I'll start in the Zaya. I'm on my road to fame here, as you can see on the TV. So in Zaya, you have every opportunity here to make music with some of your favorite genres. You got EDM artists here, pop, hip-hop, rock, and even famous songs here. So I'm going to go in and show you how you can create some of the biggest songs you hear on radio today. So Royals, Grammy Song of the Year, you can create with Zaya. Great EDM track with Avicii's Levels. Stronger, which Kelly Clarkson made a worldwide hit. And here's Counting Stars, a recent number one song here in the U.S. So let's go in and start with Counting Stars. So in Zaya, it's really easy. In a few steps, I get to create my own original music or my own flavor of music. So I'll start here with picking a band member to kick off my track. One of my favorite band members here is Metric, our EDM bassist. Has some really great sounds. But I think I'm going to start with the keyboard today. So here's Sally 88. So I'll select Sally and quickly pick one of her hooks to go along with my track here. So that's cool. I think that's going to be fun to go with Counting Stars. So I get rewarded immediately for selecting my band member here. So my fame points start accumulating, which this helps me level up in Zaya, which gives me more access to more characters, more instruments. So here's the beat from Counting Stars, or I can hunt around and look for other drummers. So here's a great EDM DJ. I've got old school hip hop DJs in here as well. Let's go with Chuck Stereo. So I can either tap in a beat, but if I'm uncomfortable tapping, I can also borrow great already pre-made rhythm patterns. So let's go in here and look at what Chuck Stereo has. Maybe pull up his second turntable. There we go, cool old school flavor. We're gonna really see what happens here with Counting Stars when it goes old school 80s hip hop. And now I can either select or sing vocalists. So I'm going to kind of mash up maybe the Counting Stars hook. So I'll take that hook, put a vocal effect on that, and then I'll pick one more vocal hook for my chorus here. I got Levels. Why don't we try Levels here? Put that in. Maybe put a different mic effect on here. Here's one of our coolest microphones, Bob. It looks nothing like a microphone. And here we go to work. So this is really kind of the magic and fun of Zaya right here, is that those selections are all my creative choices. And now what we're doing is we're sending all this up to a cloud, and we're going to render an amazing song really quickly here. So we're figuring out, how does Counting Stars go with an old school 80s hip hop beat? How does that work with putting Levels in the chorus? All this is going to happen in a matter of seconds. So here's Snarls Barkley, our rookie producer, is about to make music magic. Yes.
That's awesome. It's a complex piece of technology here. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's a bit like figuring out how do you take the world's most professional kind of digital audio workstations and make them accessible for everyone. Yeah. And, you know, we've really made this more about immersive gameplay and for people to have fun and not worry about all the challenges that go into making music. Sure. You know, music is complex. And, you know, I think largely a lot of people have been left out of having the joy of music creation. You know, I think a lot of people are always inspired, want to create music, but sometimes scared because of the results. And I think what we're doing with Zaya here is assuring that everyone has a chance of making a great hit song. And whether that's combining elements of famous songs or creating something truly original, very quickly you can have a lot of fun on your iOS, you know, your iPad, your iPhones, making music with Zaya.
Sure. And so I want to backtrack completely now. So we've just seen the latest product of Zaya, the mobile app, which is great. It came out in December. You had a big update this week as well. But I want to hear all about the company, and it's been a fairly long process. And so I want to hear about how you got started.
Sure. So look, Music Mastermind was started about 4 years ago. My brother Matt and I were living in New York. Actually, when my brother was running Virgin Records, and I was there as an A&R representative. And we got to know a good friend of ours, Bo Basilewski, who, of all things, Matt purchased his house. And that's, of all things, you would never expect that a friendship would start in that way. But everyone became close friends, and Matt and Bo, in particular, stayed in touch about how to, you know, new ideas with music, new ways to get people to engage with music. And Matt and I's background is that, you know, we've been in the music business most of our lives. We own a record label and a music company. So we're deeply immersed in music. Bo kind of came at it with a fresh perspective, more of looking at it from what a true music lover, what a true music fan would love to see in the music space. So really that collaboration, that dialogue 4 years ago between Matt and Bo led us to start a company with a group of friends, really to see if we could change how people musically engaged with some of the famous, you know, songs on radio, as well as just allow themselves to be freely create however they wish.
So what was the first iteration of Zaya?
So we actually started on PC technology. We had some help early on with HP. They helped us do a preload campaign on some of their laptop devices and really kind of get this out and test this. Early on, we had to kind of borrow some of the processing power of the PC and combined it with the cloud technology. Once we saw that worked and we could get it to scale, what we've been working on for the last year and a half prior to launch is getting all of this technology truly in the cloud. So now music making is not only fun and easy, but it's truly mobile. You can do this anywhere. You can do this on a cellular network. You can do this at home on your couch. You don't have to be tethered to any wires. You don't have to be in a recording studio. This is about you freely creating on the back of a bus, in your bedroom, wherever you want to make music.
Sure. And so, looking at the you know, you have a lot of great music on the app today. So, and of course, you've been around for a while. So you were experienced anyway before you started the company around how the complexities of licensing for games would have worked out. But so, tell me a little bit about how that side of things is working right now, and how you licensed the tracks. And also, you were mentioning in the prep some interesting stuff going on in the background in terms of what happens to the end creation of the users.
Great. So look, Zaya is really unique. It's really the first time that the doors have been opened for every music fan now to actually collaborate with the music that their favorite artists are creating. So, you know, in Zaya, you can come in here, and if you're, you know, a fan of Lorde, you're a fan of Lady Gaga, you're a fan of old school rock and roll records, you have a chance to get even closer to your favorite artists. You can now actually co-create with them and collaborate with their music. So what Zaya does is really open those doors, and we do it in a way that not only are you able to have that experience, but you're able to freely share what you create. And I think, you know, music's all about getting your musical expression out, right? Having something to say, kind of releasing something that's inside of you. And that's only really complete if you get to share that with your friends, family, whoever you'd like. So Zaya is not only about music creation and music gameplay, but it's about really socially empowering people to share their musical ideas around the world.
That's great. And so going back to the licensing side, so you have technology within the app also that can track what's happening in the background when it comes to reviewing splits, if there, something gets made of the end creations, or if anybody wants to monetize them, right?
Yeah. No, look, what's great is music and licensing is always a complex thing. And anytime there's new technology and there's new experiences out there, some people, you know, take a kind of a wait and see approach. We've been very lucky. We've got great partners, Sony ATV, Universal, Cobalt, BMG, et cetera, many more that have really come in here, take a very, forward leaning approach, working alongside with their writers who really want their fans to have new experiences, to really find ways to engage further with the music. And look, for us, we wanted a platform to where this music had a chance to live on and be bigger than just being within the game. And that's one of the reasons why we've launched the Zaya Star Contest, is that we really see Zaya not only as a vehicle for people to have fun and share music, but also to be discovered and have an opportunity to become truly a new star in the global music space.
Yeah. And you're right. I mean, you know, the app has got a lot of layers of complexity in terms of what you can do with the arrangement and also record your own vocals and do a bunch of different things. And it's sort of an in-between step between, a purely sort of fun game on the music's front where, you know, you don't have any real creative elements, and a GarageBand where it's actually quite daunting to open up GarageBand and work out where you start. So on that front, you know, the hurdle is always to get users to understand how to use the app. What is your strategy in terms of, you know, do you have a tutorial when you start playing? And because there's a lot of elements here, and I guess users need to be familiar enough for them to stick with the app and keep playing it.
No, it's great. Look, everyone that comes into Zaya, you've got a friend from day one, and there's no better friend than a dog, and that's Snarls Barkley, kind of our producer rookie dog, who guides you through the experience. And everyone has a tutorial experience where you learn the ropes of how to make music, and once you've completed the tutorial, you're really in a place where you're able to go and freely create within Zaya. It's incredibly intuitive. Again, it's kind of four easy steps begets a finished record.
Yeah, sure. And looking at the release, how you're planning to promote it, you know, one of the, you know, the mobile apps need to essentially become viral within themselves, because we all know how expensive it is to actually promote them and market them. So do you have like a part marketing, part viral strategy on the release?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think, frankly, with any experience like this, it's really about our community deeply engaging and helping propel things forward. And I think that's where the sharing and socialization of your music within Zaya kind of naturally leads to that. And from a marketing standpoint, we really wanted to embrace the fact that there is a complete aspirational side of music. I think every one of us at one point in our life sat there and daydreamed about being a rock star, right? I think we'd all rather be a rock star, right, in our life than probably what we're doing, right? So that's possible for everybody. And I think Zaya puts you even closer to that dream. And so with the Zaya Star Contest that we just launched, Zaya users not only have a chance to make their music, but they now have a chance to compete on a global scale here for a record contract, $10,000 cash, and a chance to go on a tour next year with DigiTour 2015. So it's really a way to not only live out your dreams on a day-to-day basis making music in Zaya, but live out a larger dream of having a chance to become a recording star and go on tour.
And it's funny, actually, you know, this is a space that at one point the music gaming space was a huge percentage of the console sales. It was maybe up to 20% at one point. Console sales were music related games like Rock Band and Rockstar and stuff like that. So it's weird that we haven't seen any of the big players come into this area and try and own the mobile space with a similar version of those apps. Why do you think that is?
You know, look, I think it's interesting. I think things always have to innovate. And, you know, I think the last experience, like you said, was on console, and there was really innovative technology around Guitar Hero, Rock Band, but people always want, you know, to move on and look at new opportunities. And we really believed that where, you know, a music loving audience has been left out of is they haven't been able to create. They've been able to mimic performances, they've been able to dance along to music, and those are great experiences, but to actually freely be able to create and do something that's original and true to you, that required a whole, you know, new bit of technology here that we've really spent years here crafting that experience. And, you know, behind all of this is the fact that, you know, we have Grammy-winning producers that are building out this technology. You know, we're really tapping into the minds, people that have won Grammys, put, you know, hits on radio every year. What goes on in their head? What goes on in a recording studio that could be replicated through a game experience?
Yeah. And so the launch is quite close. You launch in December. And so what's the roadmap for the app, and what do you have in mind for the next few months?
So look, if you look at where we were in December and where we are today, I think any Zaya user can appreciate that we continue to add amazing new features and amazing new content and experience. And we have an aggressive feature rollout ahead of us. I think on the horizon for us, the big thing that we're excited about is that we're going to be bringing in more of a competitive element to Zaya. Yeah. So stay tuned here in the near future. Not only are you going to be able to make and share songs, but you'll be able to compete and kind of rise up the Zaya charts.
That's great. And so if anybody wants to find out more about the company, what's the best website or social feeds to look out?
Yeah. So look, Zaya was created by Music Mastermind. You can read more about Music Mastermind at musicmastermind.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter. We're always keeping everyone up to date on the latest announcements.
And it's also true of from labels, of course, that are watching the show. If there's anybody that watches this that is interested in licensing opportunities within the game, then they should probably get in touch with the company, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm your perfect person to contact and reach out to. I look after all our licensing efforts. And look, there's a great opportunity here for artists to engage their fans in a new way. And it's purely additive revenue. This is a whole new experience for the music business.
Well, thank you so much for your time. And again, it's Zaya. Go and check it out. And go and check out the Music Mastermind website as well if you are interested in the company.